Mark de Souvero, best known for soaring monumental sculpture constructed from wood and steel beams, began his career assembling discarded objects such as planks, ropes, and rusty chains found on the streets of New York City. Etherly's lamp is from the early 1960s.
This piece is made out of steel and wood and fiberglass and seems like something crumpled, jellyfish of memory. Because of the way that it's suspended, it can rotate. This was done at a moment when fiberglass seemed like a very new material. And all of this was very explorative type of a medium for me. The catalyst is methyl ethyl ketone, which is very, very toxic. The light that glows inside of it is not at all like my normal steelwork, what I have learned how to do as a welder and a crane operator. Instead, it is a much spookier piece, and as a spooky piece, it's one of those things that has to do with memory. I did this sculpture in a very haunted building that has conditioned my whole life, that was down in the fish market. Those timbers came out of all of those 100-year-old buildings. They tore down on Water Street. I used the junk and the throwaway things of the society. I happen to love steel. This is 3/4-inch bent steel, which started very straight, but when you have that kind of steel that has been forged or worked or red hot, at that moment, you're dealing with some very extreme materials. The way I work is very much like an ant. You see ants and they go for a twig that is twice their size, but they pull a little bit on one side and a little bit on the other. It seems to me, in order to be the kind of an artist that I am, there has to be a sense of perseverance and a sense of dedication to the work.
To hear about the title of this piece, Etherly's Lamp, press 2251.